Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Andrew Carter. The headlines this Tuesday, 9th of November 2021. Parliament to meet to discuss migrant surge on Belarus border. Archbishop appeals for solidarity with migrants in need. And Health Ministry clarifies abortion law for doctors. Good afternoon. A special session of Parliament will be held this afternoon to discuss the situation on the Poland-Belarus border, where large groups of migrants camped overnight after thousands gathered yesterday on the Belarus side. Videos issued by Polish government officials showed large crowds of people trying to break through the newly constructed border fence. There's been a strong reaction from other countries, with the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, calling for EU member states to approve increased sanctions against the regime of Alexander Lukashenko. The US government said it strongly condemns the use of migrants for political purposes. Germany has offered to send a police force to support Poland in maintaining the integrity of the EU's external border. Poland's border guard this morning closed one of three official road crossings with Belarus. A senior archbishop has called for a fundraiser for migrants, saying that whatever the circumstances of their arrival, they need our support. Archbishop Stanisław Gandecki, president of the Polish Episcopal Conference and Archbishop of Poznan, appealed for a collection to be held on the 21st of November to support the work of Catholic charity Caritas in helping migrants. He said the funds would support both aid activities in the border areas and the process of long-term integration of refugees who decide to stay in Poland. In a statement, Gandecki said that the mission of the Church is first to proclaim the gospel, meaning that without prejudice to the security of the Republic, we must show our solidarity to those in need. He also called for prayers for peace on the eastern border. The Health Ministry has issued clarification of Poland's abortion law, reminding doctors that abortions are legal in some cases. The new guidance says that if a mother's life or health is at risk, doctors must not be afraid of making obvious decisions about abortions. The guidance was issued following the death of a pregnant woman at a hospital in Pszczyna. There were complications with her pregnancy, and her family say life-saving care was delayed because of doctors' fears about breaking the law. The doctors have been suspended and prosecutors are investigating. The legal battle over the right to hold this Thursday's Independence Day march in Warsaw has taken another turn. Yesterday, Warsaw's appeal court rejected a request from the Prosecutor General to lift the blocking of the march. The appeal court had previously upheld a decision that would stop the march from happening along its traditional route through the centre of the city. The case has also been referred to the Supreme Court, although yesterday it declined to deal with the issue until procedural irregularities over the service of documents to the Mazovian Voivodeship have been resolved.
The weather.
After a cold start in Gdańsk today, it won't get much warmer, with the temperature hitting a high of 6 degrees C, 42 Fahrenheit. On the upside, it will stay dry, with the possibility of glimpses of sun between the clouds. Overnight, the temperature will hover around 5 degrees C, 41 Fahrenheit, before a slightly warmer day tomorrow, with temperatures in Celsius just touching double figures. You've been listening to the Radio Gdańsk English Service News and Weather.